everything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for joining us today. As we start off, we invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Verses 25 through 37, Luke chapter 10. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer any time of the day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Lord, thank you for the privilege, the honor, the opportunity, and the blessing of being able to come to you in prayer every single day, Lord. Thank you for each person listening in today. Touch each of us, Lord. Set us on fire afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to know, Lord, there's so many things that you can and will do through your people when we give ourselves to you in prayer. Empower us to be the praying people, the praying church you've called us to be. And empower us also to be the people of compassion you've called us to be. In a world where so many people are hurting, so many people are lost, so many people are dying, so many people are injured from the many just storms and ailments of life. Lord, help us to live with a continual eye of compassion, looking at the world the way you do, with your eyes, with your heart, with your mercy. And help us to walk and live that way with a goal of seeking to be the greatest and the maximum blessing we can be to the world by simply living a life submitted to you, listening to your spirit, being a vessel through which your spirit can reach and touch the life for Jesus Christ every day. Thank you for the chance to be vessels in your family, in your army. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we appreciate you listening in. Let me remind you, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every single day. Remember, the things that are important in our lives, we form habits around those things. And one of the most fruitful habits in all of life is the habit of reading the Word of God every single day. I want to encourage every believer listening, if you haven't started that already, today is a good day to start that habit. And if you are reading your Bible every day, remember this. You should not only be grateful that you receive the great blessing of reading His Word every day, but make it your goal to challenge others. I would say at least 2 or 3 other people every day to start doing the same thing. Challenge them to start reading 3 chapters a day as well, because if you regularly do that, you'll find some people that will hear that challenge one time, and they'll start, and one day they'll come back and say, thank you so much for challenging me to start to read my Bible. It has blessed me so much. I started, and I haven't stopped. So every believer, make it your goal to live it and to pass on the blessing as well. Challenge others daily to get into the Word of God and just be God's vessel to turn people on to the wonderful and powerful Word of God. Hope you'll do that. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Mr. Sammy Smith. He's the, he's part of the Ministry of Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Ole Miss here in the state of Mississippi. Brother Sammy, how are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you, Pastor?
Oh, real good. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And, you know, we've had the privilege of having others from FC on FCA on in the past, but not specifically worked with FCA on a college and university level. So as we start off, if you would you take time just to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about yourself and about FCA on the college level?
Well, of course, my name is Sammy Smith, as you stated. I'm new here to Oxford. My family and I moved here a little over 3 months ago from Central Florida. Lived in the Orlando area pretty much all my life, and I attended college at Florida State University, where I played football for Coach Bowden. Mm-hmm. Back in 1985 would have been my first year there at Florida State, and in 1989 I was drafted by the Miami Dolphins in the first round, and I went on to play for 4 years there, and then had some trials and some troubles and tough times that I encountered, and it was during that time where, you know, I found my walk with Christ, and mm-hmm. and then really had an understanding of what it meant to surrender your life and to trust God with your life, and since then have been on a journey, really just finding what God has wanted me to do with my life, and started working for a Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Central Florida about close to 5 years ago now.
Okay.
And this opportunity to come to Oxford came about just from me being at a men's event in Ocala, Florida, speaking at a men's event there at First Baptist Church, Ocala,
mm-hmm.
and had the opportunity to meet a great man that's a graduate of Ole Miss and continues to support the school here. And he had followed me out after that event and asked me if I would be willing to come and share at an FCA breakfast at Ole Miss next February. And, of course, I told him I would love to, and probably 2 or 3 days later, I'm getting a call from Coach Freeze inquiring as to whether I would be willing to move to Oxford and become a part of their program,
mm-hmm.
Working with their football team in the area of character development. And it was certainly something that my family and I prayed about. It was something that came about that we weren't expecting, and quite honestly, I was happy where I was and didn't want to leave Florida,
mm-hmm.
and really had no intentions on moving. We, you know, we had started a business there, and it was a business that we used as a ministry also. And, you know, I just, like I say, had no intentions of leaving Florida. And but, you know, after praying for roughly 6 weeks or so and then having an opportunity to come and visit, we just wanted to be obedient to God, and we believe that God had opened the door for us to move here, and that he wanted mm-hmm. us to come here, and that he had work for us to specifically do as a family here. And so we wanted to be obedient, and that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise God. Well, I appreciate you sharing your testimony along that line, in it, because, you know, it's so good for us to know that, you know, all of us, we make plans and set goals in our lives, and that's what we're supposed to do. But as we do them prayerfully and as we listen to the Holy Spirit, life is not about making our plans and God asking us to bless him. It's about listening to God to find out what those plans are from his heart and simply following him. And that's where real life is found. So thank you again for sharing your story there. So you've been, how long have you been working with FCA there at Ole Miss now then?
Well, we moved here mid-July, July 15th. And so I came in head first and had the opportunity to get to know, you know, quite a few of the players prior to the season starting. Had the opportunity to spend some time with several of the coaches and get to know coaches pretty well, and of course, you know, it was I just dove in, really.
Mm-hmm.
I had never done a role like this on a college campus. I had over 20 schools that I worked with in Central Florida, and I worked with all the coaches of different sports and the different athletes, and
mm-hmm.
Always was available to go and do speaking engagement. I've spoken at probably four or five different bowl FCA breakfasts, you know, bowl games during the bowl season, the Capital One Bowl, the Orange Bowl, Gator Bowl, Outback Bowl. And so this was a new journey for me. It was kind of out of my comfort zone, and that's what God does, is he wants to, you know, stretch us and get us out of that comfort zone so that mm-hmm. he can use us in a more and mighty way.
Okay, okay. So now, so you've worked with FCA for about 5 years, but this is the first time you said you've worked on the college level. Can you share a little bit more an overview of what FCA overall is about, but then specifically how FCA is different on the college level from in public schools?
Well, you know, FCA really, our heart and the mission of FCA is to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ, you know, through our athletes and our coaches. And, you know, sometimes you tend to think that it's just a sports ministry, but what I noticed, like, on the high school campuses and middle school campuses is that it was an opportunity for students, whether they're in sports or any other area of their lives, to get involved and to be able to share their faith and to share, you know, who God is in their lives on their campuses. And so we had kids that didn't even play sports that were passionate about Christ and was passionate about serving through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The difference being, you know, as I spoke and said before, you know, when I had 20-plus schools, I didn't really have the opportunity to be as intentional as I am now, you know, working mm-hmm. with just one, you know, one program, one set of athletes, even though I have had the opportunity to share, you know, with the basketball team, and I'm open to be used however our staff or anyone here on the campus needs me or my wife. So that would be the big difference is, you know, here I'm just more locked into one group, and on the high school level and middle school level, I was spread really thin.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break, but we want, I'm going to ask you to kind of unpack that a little bit more on the other side of the break, in that, because, you know, FCA is a ministry that's much broader than I think your average person really knows or understands, and does some great work. And so we'll let you share a little bit more about that. Lord, thank you for Brother Sammy. Thank you for the work you've called him to on the campus of the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, here in the state of Mississippi. And thank you, Lord, for the great work that FCA does all over our nation and throughout many parts of the world as well. Father, anoint the ministry he has there on that campus, and anoint the ministry of FCA with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Lord, send forth the many more laborers that will be a part of the ministry. And Lord, raise up more people that will be intercessors that will pray much for the great, great work that they're doing. Bless Brother Sam and his family. Flood their lives with your grace, peace, and mercy. And give them wisdom and vision to know specifically how to do the work you have called them to do there on that campus. And Lord, thank you for the fact that it is a ministry that's helping people to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And thank you, Lord, for the great discipleship work that they're doing as well. And Lord, I pray that you raise up intercessors that will specifically pray for Brother Sammy and his family and the others that are part of, who are whatever staff persons that are part of the ministry there at FCA. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that all ministry is so much involving spiritual warfare. Help us to never, ever forget the importance of us being people that kind of walk on our knees, that are continually seeking you in prayer. Thank you for Brother Sammy and his staff. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guest is Sammy Smith of FCA on the campus of Ole Miss. We'll be right back after this break.
The one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. In a shocking turn of events, FBI Director James Comey has written a letter to top members of Congress saying the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. As a result, the FBI has reopened its investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server use. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte said now that the FBI has reopened the matter, it must conduct the investigation with impartiality and thoroughness. The American people deserve no less, and no one should be above the law.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
This is probably the oldest question there is concerning the things of God. Is it okay to ask God questions? If we look at when the angel of the Lord visited Zechariah about he and Elizabeth, he questioned God and it didn't work out too good. The angel of the Lord visited Mary. She questioned God and he gave her an explanation. So what was the difference? Have you ever heard the phrase, when you know better, you do better? I think that that was what was happening with Zechariah. He and Elizabeth weren't young and naive like Mary. They had been around for a minute and they should have known better. God takes not only our actions into account, but our motives too. It's our attitude or the state of our hearts that makes the difference. Don't believe me? Take inventory then. If the Lord were to visit you right now with surprising off-the-wall news, what would your reaction be? If your reaction isn't what it should be, then ask the Lord for help. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has it finally happened? Can computers outthink humans?
No, they can't, Chris. Now, they can outperform humans on some difficult task, but they're not really thinking. For instance, calculators can do mathematical manipulations much more quickly and accurately than humans. But keep in mind, they were designed by humans and programmed to do these various tasks. They're not thinking, they're just doing the things they were designed to do. No, Chris, machines can't actually think, nor do they exercise real judgment. This is reserved for mankind, created in the image of God, just like it says back in Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
To you, I
Music from Adam and Tara Lowry, the song simply entitled Closer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our phone guest today is Brother Sammy Smith. He's director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at Ole Miss here in the state of Mississippi. And Brother Sammy, can you tell me again the exact title of your position there with FCA? Can you hear
me? Development for the football team.
I'm sorry?
I'm the director of character development for the football program.
Okay. And that's sort of like a chaplain, but not quite, or?
Yeah, it's similar, but I'm just here to help encourage these young men to share my journey, really. I believe that when you come to know who Christ is, that there's a testimony that comes with that, and mm-hmm. And certainly mine is one that, would take me forever to sit on the phone and share it all with you. But, you know, my journey was one that a lot of these young men are headed that way or having to go through some of the same difficulties and stuff that I did on my path to becoming the man that I am today mm-hmm. and having a relationship with Christ and understanding who God is in my life and in my family's life. And my role is to be here to just unpack that with young men as they see fit to want to know. Mm-hmm. My role here is optional for young men to participate in anything that we have going on ministry-wise and just to be here to be available for them. Mm-hmm. And, it's a role that certainly I don't take lightly, and I'm really thankful that God has put me in a position and has put me through some tests and things to that I can attest to how good he is.
Okay then. Well, can you tell me further, too, what would you say, like, as far as the work you do there on the campus? So you'd spend a good bit of time with kind of doing one-on-one discipleship, basically, with individual students?
Yeah, we'll have that if there's kids that are interested in pursuing further knowledge of, again, my walk and that are just curious about what a relationship looks like with Christ or young men that have accepted Christ and are trying to be on journey and being more educated and wanting to learn more about Christ and, the what it takes to be a Christ follower and the work that goes into that it's not easy. It's not just saying, I believe, but, man, there's action that come with that. And we do chapel service here on Sundays. Mm-hmm. That's open to, all our athletes. And we have students that come to it. Yesterday we had, being that it was a home game, we had a lot of alumni that came and mm-hmm. Participated. They always come on the home games. And we just are here to minister and just to share. And we'll have a Bible study on Thursdays that's for our football program, and it's optional. Again, no mm-hmm. one has to come. They come if they feel led or if God is leading them to come and be a part of that, and that's continuing to grow. You know, we've got some young men here that are really excited about, you know, finding out what God has for them in their next stage of life. And that's what we just want to be here for, is to be a vehicle and be a tool that God uses to help them.
Okay. Well, what would you say, in view of the work that you do and the position that you serve, if you had to say maybe two, three, four of the biggest challenges of working with college students in our culture and in the environment, the college environment today, what would you say would be two or three of some of those biggest challenges?
Well, you know, just speaking from having been in their positions, and certainly it was quite some time ago, but things haven't changed much. They're still the same issues. They're still the same distractions. Mm-hmm. I believe now that they're just more on a higher level, you know, with all the social media and the different things that are available to kids, you know, young people these days.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it will kind of go back to what I shared some yesterday. I spoke a little bit briefly on the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that right now, you know, our young people that don't have a relationship with Christ or really don't know who Christ is or what God has in plan in store for their lives and God's will for their lives, they are actually in the state of a prodigal son that just has a God that loves them and cares about them tremendously. And man, he's just waiting to see them come home and want to know more about who he is and with his arms wide open. And I think that the challenges of, you know, being in college, certainly being athletes that have to spend a lot of time, you know, training and practicing and getting ready for games, whatever the sport may be,
mm-hmm.
and then becoming a student, you know, having to be a student and spend all the time that's required for studying, and then all the other distractions that are on the campus. I think, you know, the biggest thing is kids need to prioritize their time and certainly find time if they love God and they claim to want to know who Christ is and want to have a relationship, to make that the top of their list of prioritizing their time, is to make sure they spend some time with God.
Okay. Would you take time, Brother Sammy, now to pray for specifically for parents as well as students, you know, because, of course, obviously both with the students, you're working with a set of students, but there are lots of students that maybe at this point in time may not be touched by the ministry of FCA. But there's, as you said, the unique challenges and trials that students go through. And, you know, I think, for example, as you alluded to, with technology being what it is, there's so many issues, relationship issues, sexuality issues on a college campus, just so many things that students are dealing with. And, again, technology seems to kind of magnify them. Would you pray for the students and for parents out there who have the concerns for those college students as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Father God, we just take this moment to, first of all, thank you for who you are in our lives, Father God. We thank you for our students, not just here at Ole Miss, Father God, but on all our campuses, even the high school campuses, Father God. We just want to lift your name up on high, Father God. We ask you to go before these young folks, go before their parents, Father God. Pave the way for them. Give them knowledge beyond their ages, Father God, that they will understand how important it is to have a relationship with you, Father God, and to carve out time, precious time, that's devoted to building their relationship with you and spending time with you, Father God. I lift these young people up. I lift the parents up that have challenges of sending their kids off to colleges, Father God, and praying and expectations that they will go the way that you would have them to go, Father God. And we know that that don't always happen, Father God, but even the ones that are lost, use organizations like FCA, Father God, that are on these campuses, Father God, to impact lives, Father God, to open doors and create avenues for young people to have an outlet to pursue relationships with you, Father God, godly relationships. They are on these campuses, Father God, and I would ask that you would guide these young people to seek out these organizations, Father God, that love you and that are about doing your will and spreading the gospel, Father God. We just want to, you know, do a magnificent plea for your guidance in all of this, in the lives of these kids and in their parents' lives, Father God. Bless them as only you can.
Thank you.
It's in our darling Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you then for sharing that. Would you say, Brother Sammy, like right now, as you work with students and as well as being one who works on a campus with the challenges you're dealing with, I guess I'm thinking about issues that, like, for example, though students come, they 18, 19, 20 years of age and a little older, but many times the issue of being mature or the lack of maturity is an issue for students. Pressures are centered around drug and alcohol abuse or issues out there. Students, as you alluded to, being able to balance their time between studying and being an athlete and the other things they do, but also just so many other pressures that just come along with just living life, young people or any other age as well. How would, like, for example, do you often have parents that maybe come to you and ask for help or direction about how to most encourage their students while on campus?
Well, again, on the high school level, you know, because I was there for over 4 years, I got to know quite a few parents and had great relationships with parents and the students because, you know, FCA is a nonprofit, and I have to raise support to even be in the role that I play.
Right.
You know, so, you know, on this level, I've had probably, I think, two or three parents that have come up to me after a chapel service and have expressed interest in their son, spending time and making sure we keep an eye on them and encourage them. And I've been a freshman before, you know, at college, and I can remember, man, how tough it was to leave home and to go off to college, and especially as an athlete with so much expectations on the field and, and of course, in the classroom, you know, you can really get sidetracked. And so I have had parents that have asked me to certainly pray for their sons. And from time to time, if I see a need, to pull them aside and just to continue to speak life into them. And, you know, we appreciate that. We appreciate every opportunity we get to do that. You know, my wife is here, and she's helping me along. Other FCA staff, our campus director is Todd Johnson, and then, of course, we've got Peggy Gillum that's been here for quite some time. She's an Ole Miss legend for basketball. She works with us with FCA, and Scott Weathersby is one of our staff members here, too, that played baseball here at Ole Miss. So.
Okay, I'm going to jump in real quick. We're coming up on a break and pick up right there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Sammy Smith of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cedric. When I was a teenager, marijuana led me to cocaine, and for the next two decades, I was a crack addict. And when I came to Teen Challenge, I was hopeless. But I'm free.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American. I am an American.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. The Awakening. The Awakening. Shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening. The Awakening. Encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for
Tune
all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says national revival won't happen until there's church revival, which won't happen until there's individual revival. It starts with turning away from sin, but we'll learn about more telltale signs of spiritual healing as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
How do you know when you are returning to God? Now, you pretty much know when you're turning from sin because it means something you're doing, you're not doing anymore. So you can measure that. But how do you measure when you're returning? Real simple. You know you're returning when you put God first, because that means you have now reprioritized him and you have repositioned him in your life, which means you are returning to him, regardless of how your emotions are at any given moment. He says you are to bring your firstborn to the Lord. Deuteronomy 26 says that you are to give the first of your flocks to the Lord. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 says Jesus Christ is the firstborn of many brethren, that he might have first place in everything. Revelation chapter 2 says you have left your first love. See, once he becomes the priority, now you've not only turned from your sin, you are putting God first and therefore calling God down in your midst. But what we're satisfied spiritually with is giving God leftovers, which means we have not returned to him, even if we've turned from sin, which means he is not in the midst. And if he is not in the midst, we do not have the full expression of his presence operating in our lives.
If what you see on the news and on the streets these days has you discouraged about the direction our country is headed, you're not alone. But Dr. Evans explains how healing can happen in his book called America. It reveals how God's people can recognize the real problem and start the process of revival. Details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org. Then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Music from Planet Shakers, the song simply entitled Anthem. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you of a couple of quick announcements here. One is an important event coming up, a day of prayer and fasting on Monday, November 7th. I want you to keep this in mind as you think in perspective. On March 30th in the year 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called for a National Day of Prayer and Fasting, in which he addressed what he called the need for our national reformation as a whole people. Abraham Lincoln said, "We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown, but we have forgotten God." Lincoln also said, adding that it was our duty to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and pray for clemency and forgiveness. How can we as Americans in the year 2016 do any less? The American Family Association is joining countless churches, organizations, and individuals in calling for a national day of prayer and fasting. It's time that we as God's people recognize our need to repent of our own wickedness and wrongdoing and cry out to the Lord for His forgiveness, that He might heal our broken land. The American Family Association has designated Monday, November 7th, as a day to seek God's face. However you choose to participate in the fast portion, whether it be one meal, two meals, or all day, that's up to you. But please join us in crying out for God's mercy. We invite you to go online to sign the pledge at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net, to let us know that you will be participating. If you'll do that, we would really, really appreciate it. Let me remind you also, too, on tomorrow there's a Pray and Vote special that will take place, presented by AFA Action. Tuesday afternoon, November 1st, beginning at 5 Central, host Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and Abraham Hamilton III, AFA's public policy analyst, will be having a Pray and Vote special. The guests will be Franklin Graham, Todd Starnes, and others. And they'll be discussing in part a time of prayer and fasting for the election for our nation, and a discussion related to the upcoming election. Please listen in to Pray and Vote on Urban Family Talk, or watch it at afaaction.net. Our phone guest today, again, is Sammy Smith, who is with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes on the campus of the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, and we're grateful to have him online. Brother Sammy, let me ask you this now. Basically, your family, your wife and family are very much a part of your ministry as well, then, I guess.
Yes, my wife, again, we had started a company called Kingdom Impact Sports at home, and we had batting cages and a turf area for training kids on speed and agility and footwork, and we did boot camps there, strength and conditioning, and it was just really another opportunity for us to be able to go deeper. Most of those kids that came and participated at our facility there were kids that God afforded me the opportunity to do ministry with. And, you know, so it was an opportunity to go deeper into the young folks' lives. And, you know, it was really, really hard to leave that because God was really blessing it. And the kids that I was having the opportunity to spend time with on a daily basis had really grown fond of each other. And when we told them that I was leaving, man, you know, you could hear a pin drop in the place. A few of those kids started crying, and I had to kind of walk away because when I looked around, I had tears in my eyes, too. So it was a, you know, something that we really enjoyed and we really loved doing. And, you know, my wife, I saw this also as another opportunity for her to come alongside me here and to be able to, you know, walk in what God is calling her to do. So we're trying to raise support now for her to come on staff. There's a, a need. You know, we have a lot of athletes on this campus, and there's a need for, you know, female missionary here on campus to help Miss Peggy out with, you know, volleyball and softball, basketball girls, track and field girls, and so she's already kind of dove in and, and walking alongside me with ministry, helping me out on the chapel services on Sunday. She shared the other week when we were out of town. You know, we didn't get back in until I got home at 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and then we had chapel at 11. She's been my right hand, man. She's been tremendous. And so, you know, my kids are here. It was tough on my son. He was a senior, going into his senior year of high school, and for him to leave, he really didn't want to leave, but he settled in, and my 9-year-old daughter loves it here. So We're adjusting, and we're really enjoying the opportunity that we have here to do ministry. It's definitely been, again, something that was a little out of our comfort zone, you know, having to up and leave. But, man, we're blessed to be here, and I'm really enjoying having the opportunity to build relationships with these young men and, you know, so that they can build trust in me and really just trying to walk it out, just trying to show who I am through Christ.
Right, right. Well, now, do you have a website that you can share with the listeners to where if they want to get more information about FCA, or there may be persons that are wanting to just to give towards the support of yourself or your wife to what is there a website you can share where people can get more information about how to do that?
I'm pretty sure we have an Ole Miss FCA website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that would be exactly what it is, but you should be able to Google Ole Miss FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I'm positive that we should have a website. But anyone that's interested in supporting, we have a P.O. box. Mm-hmm. You know, just send any help or support to Ole Miss FCA, and it's P.O. box 1476.
Okay.
And that's Oxford, 38655. And, again, we have, you know, campus ministry here, and we all have to raise support. You know, again, mm-hmm. I mentioned three other people other than myself that have to raise their own support to be able to do ministry, and we're always looking for partners to help us out.
Right. Okay, then. Now, how would you like for believers in the church to really pray for you and your family and for FCA as a whole? What would be some specific things you'd ask prayer for as far as that's concerned?
Well, for me personally, just guidance. Again, this is new. I'm a new face here. These young men, you know, they have to grow to trust, you know, new faces. And I have grown to know and really care about all of this team. They're like an extension of my family now. And I just want to see them walk in purpose that God has called them to. And that God would just use me to be a light to those young men, to live it out and to be able to share with them what they need at the time. You know, God will always give me the words to share when it's a tough loss, when a kid may have not had a great game and is a little down on himself, and to understand that at the end of the day, you know, it's great to win football games, but, man, it's even more greater to win souls. And God does
that's
that.
Right.
And that's what I'm here for, is to love on them and just let them know that they've got another person here that's really here for them, for their best interest and for their spiritual growth. And that FCA would just be continue to grow on this campus and thrive, and that all our missionaries that serve in their different roles will be able to impact the people that they come into contact with, the athletes and students. This is unique. You know, FCA has been around over 60 years, and we're doing international ministry now. We got FCA Ukraine and different places like that, and I'm super excited to be here for the simple fact that, you know, we do international stuff here with the Free Foundation. I mean, they've gone on trips to Haiti, mission trips, and that's something that I'm looking forward to if we're able to do it again this spring, to be able to go over with a few of the young men and students on campus, and maybe some of our coaches that have a heart for Haiti, and just to be a part of international ministry is just amazing here at Ole Miss.
Well, you know, I think of this too, Brother Smith. One thing is true, that whatever a ministry, their overall mission may be, one very important goal, of course, is discipling individuals. And, you know, the building blocks of discipleship don't really change per se. It's just like the means which different ministries use to reach people varies quite a bit. And, of course, FCA is geared around sports. But, of course, would you share with our listeners why, that, like, often people may think, well, you have to be an athlete to go to FCA, or you have to be an athlete connected to FCA. Would you dispel that misunderstanding?
Yeah, that's you hear Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that's a title, but again, as I spoke and shared with you, I found right away when I started working for FCA that it was bigger than that, you know, that it's bigger than sports. That's our mission is, you know, because our athletes have so much of a platform and an opportunity to be seen and to be heard, you know, you want the world to be impacted by people like, you know, LeBron James and, you know, our athletes, people that have grown to know who Christ is and have a relationship with Christ, they have a huge platform.
That's
but
right.
By no means does that mean that's all that are welcome to be a part of FCA. FCA is open to any students, any volunteers that want to be a part, any person that wants to give of their time, talents, and treasures. It's open to anyone. And we've got, like I said, students that come and be a part of these huddle meetings and that are part of leadership on campuses that don't even play sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a unique organization that's open to all people that want to share who God is in their life.
Okay, then. So you don't run people off if they're not athletes then, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, Brother Sammy, thank you so much for being with us. Would you take a moment? Our time is just about gone. Would you take 30 seconds just to pray for our listeners, whatever's on your heart, before we end our time today?
Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity, again, to be able to share who you are in our lives, Father God, certainly in my life and in my family's life. Father God, I pray that whoever may have been listening today, that their ears were open, Father God, and that their hearts were softened to receive your ministry of FCA, Father God, and that you will touch upon their hearts to know that there are organizations out there that love you and that have our students and our young people's best interests at heart, Father God, and we want to just create an atmosphere that you can be glorified in, Father God, and we just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the listeners. Pray that they've been impacted by what has been said today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I thank you again for Brother Sammy and his work. Bless it and prosper it more and more according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Brother Sammy, for being with us on the broadcast today.
Thank you.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. As always, we appreciate you listening in. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.